We are the 1, 2, 3
Sore Losers!
Hey, I am Lunchbox. I'm the one that knows the most about sports. I run this podcast. I keep these guys in lines, and I bring you the sports knowledge because I'm the smartest one when it comes to sports.
Hey, I'm Eddie, and I know the least about sports, but I love how Lunchbox keeps us in lines. I appreciate that. Thanks, dude.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
And that's Eddie making fun of Lunchbox, because instead of saying keep you in line, Lunchbox made it plural.
But
so.
He is the leader.
Is definitely the leader, and I hope these mics are good. We're in a different room. It might sound a little bit differently. And me and Eddie are sharing a mic. So, hey-o!
Yo!
This is a high-dollar podcast because we only have two mics. The regular mics aren't working, so we are stuck in a closet again today with two mics. And, yeah.
And Eddie has got an Instagram pulled up right now that says, Remember God. Is that our first topic?
Well, I do want to talk about, I just want to make sure I got the information on this podcast I was listening to right. Her name is Annie F. Downs. It's a podcast that I was listening to.
What? Remember how you gave me a hard time about promoting another podcast?
Yeah, another sports
weeks ago?
Podcast.
So now you're going
to
do it,
hey
but
guys,
it's okay.
There's a better podcast out there. Go
Stop
listening
to ours and go listen to this podcast. So this is exactly what you did to me, but it's okay when you do it.
Yeah, remember this is not a sports podcast.
It's still a podcast. Go
so
ahead.
So for all you non-sports listeners, this is a spiritual podcast about God and just different people and their relationships with God. So I found Samantha Ponder, who is a ESPN, you know, sportscaster, and I was listening to her thing, her story. I found an interesting little tidbit about her.
I have a lot of tidbits.
So you do?
Yeah.
Well, she's married to, what's his name, Christian Ponder, ex-quarterback in the NFL for the Vikings. I don't know, whatever.
This is what we're starting our show with.
So
another podcast. We're advertising another podcast to start off our podcast.
She talks about how she met her husband. You know how they met?
When she was a sideline reporter.
The dude hit her up on Twitter.
Oh, yeah, I do remember that.
Okay, well, now you know. Yeah, so they
reported. No, I knew that.
Okay, well, listen, let me tell my story. He hits her up on Twitter publicly. Yo, Sam, like, let's get together. And she's like, how embarrassing is this? Like, I'm supposed to be a straight reporter, shouldn't have relationships with these athletes, you know? Like, what's this guy doing? So she followed him just so he can DM her, which he did. Dude, they got engaged right away, married within like 6 months. How crazy is that through Twitter?
That's pretty crazy. That's what you wanted to lead the show with?
No, he brought it up. What? I'm done. Go ahead. Go ahead. I mean, really, what did I do other than tell a story?
All right, guys, I got an interesting tidbit about Sam Ponder, how she got married. Wow. Where did they have their honeymoon? No, oh, what college did she go to? Well, that's interesting.
No, where did they have their honeymoon?
I don't know. Eddie's probably got the answer.
Eddie, you're not talking anymore?
No, I'm done.
Why do you get mad?
Because he looked at my computer screen, brought up whatever page I was on, so I told my story, and now I'm getting chastised for it.
It's so difficult. If you're going to come with the lead, it's got to be good. There's so much pressure to have the lead. I'm sure on SportsCenter, all these other TV
shows. Right, they
shows,
sit there and go through. They go
guys,
through. They
this
go
is
through.
Not SportsCenter. This is the Sore Losers podcast.
Yes.
We're a bunch of losers talking about something we have no idea about.
I know, but in the other room before, Eddie's like, dude, I got a great story about Sam Ponder.
That's not what I was talking about. I have another PSA.
No, but you said
can
you had
I talk about my PSA? And then I'll be done. I'll just leave the room.
No, but you said you had a great story about Sam Ponder, so we're like, oh, yeah, this is going to be awesome. That wasn't that, it was okay.
I thought it was a great story.
You want to hear my PSA? Because what's funny is 99% of the people don't know who Sam Ponder is.
Okay, great. Do you want to hear my next story?
Yes.
All right, so I have a PSA for anyone that wants to visit Nashville. We're out of Nashville. That's where our podcast is based out, Nashville, Tennessee. And when I was driving in the other day, you know, this is like what, the bachelorette capital of the world? Is that what they call
it?
Yes, it
absolutely
is. Okay, and they have these pedal taverns things where it's like a bar pretty much on wheels. It's like a bicycle. You pedal while you drink. I don't understand it. It looks terrible.
You fit like 15 to 20 people on each one. Yeah. It's not like you're by yourself.
Okay, so right down the street from our studio, they're building the Virgin Hotel. Like, it's supposed to be awesome. It's going to be amazing. Well, every Thursday, there's like, I mean, starting on Thursday, I assume, there are so many bachelorettes in these pedal taverns, like wearing miniskirts, like getting wasted, you're like yelling. And I drove by and all of the construction workers are all checking out chicks while they're putting this building together. So do not stay at the Virgin Hotel when it's done because these dudes are not concentrating on their job.
Hey, and also, if you are at the Virgin Hotel, if you guys were wanting to stay there probably when they're opening in the spring, It's going to be delayed. You ever seen a project months behind? Because those construction workers are looking at the chicks.
There was a dude with a jackhammer, not even watching the jackhammer. He was watching the chicks go by in the pedal tavern. Guys, I look out for the people. I'm just telling you, if you ever come to Nashville when this hotel's up, do not stay there. Unless they want to be a sponsor.
And you want to know the hotels that get ahead of schedule and get built the fastest? The ones that are away from the bars. And
the ones that are outside of town that, yeah, no one cares about.
Where
because
they have nothing to look at.
Exactly.
And they're working double shifts.
They're like, oh, man, we're just looking at cars, staring at traffic, getting the smog in our lungs.
I'm pretty sure there was one worker who was hammering, like, just the wall, missing the nail the whole time because he wasn't looking.
But
hey, just as long as the guy that isn't driving the excavator or the dump truck, exactly. They probably shouldn't be watching The Bachelorette.
All right.
Hey, okay. Frank, so tell us, why was that dirt dumped all over the middle of the road?
Well, I mean, I was watching that pedal tavern and the girl, I mean, did you see that miniskirt? It was killing me.
Did you just try to do a Tim McGraw reference?
No.
Killing me in my miniskirt.
No.
She wore a turn white and a t-shirt. She was killing me in that miniskirt.
No, I didn't try to do a Tim McGraw reference, though, but I mean,
it worked.
Yeah, Labor Day weekend. I was 17. Yeah. I know the song. Yeah, but speaking of checking out chicks, Mark Cuban donates $10 million to women's organizations.
That's your transition.
Well, this is what I was going to start with, but you went to construction workers checking out chicks. So the Mavericks, they fired their CEO back in February because, man, there was a lot of rumors and reports that he was sexually harassing and making a very hostile environment in the Dallas Mavericks organization. And
Coach, I read an article where it like called out everybody that was involved in this thing. And I mean, from the CEO to the ticket agent to the mailroom operator.
No, you don't know. I mean, you can't go over all their names. There was numerous allegations, and apparently the investigation found that Mark Cuban didn't handle it in a swift and proper manner. So he donated $10 million to women's causes, and they fired the CEO, obviously. My whole thing is, the $10 million is nice, but $10 million to Mark Cuban is like a dollar to us.
Yeah, $5 maybe.
It's nothing. I got on Urban Meyer should have been really suspended. I think Mark Cuban has to be suspended from the Mavericks. I don't think they should make him sell the team, but he should not be allowed to be around the team for 6 months, half the season. I don't know. And giving that money to those organizations is great, but what about giving money to the women that were harassed? Why is that not an issue? Are they
maybe they just haven't made it public? You got to think that's already happened, and we don't find out about everything. You're telling me none of those women got money?
Well, that's what I mean. I would think you would hear about it, or they would come out and sue because they all their claims are backed up, and obviously they found these reports, and so they did investigating and they found out that, hey, you know what? These women weren't lying to you when they were their claims were true. So that just tells me that, man, you just see it on every level. Every organization just sweeps it under the rug.
Right. And what we're finding out with this Me Too movement, there was some crazy stuff going on in America. Like, thank God for that movement. This stuff was going on and nobody knew about it. And none of these people could have spoke, even talked about it. And now we're finding out. We're like, what? That went on there? Wow. Oh, my gosh. That went on there? Like, some of these cultures were unbelievable. It was like a frat house.
It's just it was the whole boys club unspoken rules. And, man, it makes everything look bad. Like, what you see, it's just,
hey,
I don't
when
know.
You talk about suspending Mark Cuban, what does he do on a day-to-day? Like, how would that hurt the organization?
Well, he owns the team. Like, he loves to be around the team, and he's in charge of everything. Like, he has final say, I would guess, in everything that happens. So I think he shouldn't be allowed to go to the games for 6 months. You know what I mean? Like, make him have to pay something. $10 million, it's nothing.
Chump change
to him. So I think you have to do something more than that. Suspend him. Because the money doesn't hurt him. He'll make $10 million back in 3 home games.
Well, when people donate also, when they file their taxes, they get some of that donation money back.
Yes.
I want to know how much he gave after he gets some of it back from taxes.
That's a great point. Like, that $10 million donation is a tax write-off because it's to charitable organizations.
Yeah, they need to also put on the ESPN bottom line. But it's also, we all know, a tax write-off, and he's probably going to get some of that back. Here's the exact amount Mark Cuban has ended up going to give these people, give this cause.
And we're talking a lot about basketball, even though it's NFL and, you know, college football
season.
Coach,
there isn't even a basketball being dribbled in America right now. Yeah, we're talking basketball?
Yeah, but you want to know, did you not see the other big story?
Butler.
Yeah, Jimmy Butler.
Clippers, baby. He's going to L.A.
Demands a trade out of Minnesota. He wants to go to a team that will give him a max contract because he becomes a free agent next summer. So if you're another team, why would you trade for him? Just wait one year and then sign him. You don't have to give up anything. Him coming out and saying, I want to trade because Minnesota, I don't want to be in Minnesota. I want to be in a big market. Like the Knicks president said, we're not going to give up any assets. Why? We'll just go sign him next summer.
Well, yeah, that seems like the reasonable thing to do. But also, he's saying he wants to go to the Clippers. Why doesn't he want to go to L.A.? Join Bron Bron.
The Clippers are in L.A.?
Clippers are in L.A.
But he doesn't want to go to the Lakers. He wanted to go to the Lakers, but he wants to have his own team.
How does he not know that? Does Ray not know that they're in L.A.? What happened?
Coach, I know. I'm saying he said he wants to go to the Clippers. It's a team that's in Los Angeles. So what if you just played in the same arena and you played for the Lakers with LeBron?
That's the problem.
Do players want to play with LeBron? Like, because
yes.
He's so good, they probably will be in the shadow of LeBron.
That's the good question. That's why Jimmy Butler doesn't want to play. The ego of him wants to be the star of the team. He wants to be the number one. He doesn't want to be backseat to LeBron. He wanted to originally go to the Lakers, but now that LeBron's there, it's, I want to go to the Clippers.
I think that's everyone. Like, you think about every team LeBron's played with. I mean, who's everyone else? Who cares? Dwayne Wade, I mean, he was like in the shadow, and Dwayne Wade's awesome.
I don't know if he was in the shadow.
For sure. I mean, to the regular Joe. I mean, the regular Joe, you're like, ooh, Miami Heat. Yeah, LeBron James.
No, the Miami Heat were known as the Big Three, dude.
Exactly. Their nickname was the Big Three, so they weren't in the shadow.
Hold on. LeBron James, Dwayne Wade. Oh, Bosh.
Yes, Chris Bosh.
Okay.
That was almost horrible if you can't name the Big Three, dude.
That's what but Kyrie Irving, I felt like,
that tells me
he wanted out of Cleveland because he wanted to be the man.
Yeah.
He wanted to be the man. And then he goes to Boston, and they get Gordon Hayward, and they get all these young talents. I think Kyrie's leaving after this year because he wants to be his team. He doesn't want the other superstars getting credit. He wants all the credit.
So where do they go? Like the Jazz? Like who do they play for this?
Well, they're talking Kyrie may go to the Nets or the Knicks, which is weird. But Jimmy Butler, he's 30 years old. I think he'll be 30 or 31 next summer. So that he wants 4 years, $190 million. Man, why not just go to a win? He's already made so much money. The ego.
I've told you, it's professional sports. They're in it for the money, Lunchbox.
Not all of them.
Obviously, when he's making a move like this, he doesn't care about winning. I think you have this.
No, some, right.
Have this delusion of like.
You don't think LeBron James cares about winning?
Well. No, I think he's fine.
No.
Why do you think he's in LA acting? Like, why do you think there's all these other things that he wants to do? Because it's not about winning anymore. He won his whole life.
No, he wants to win. That's why he left the Cavaliers, because he knew the Cavaliers were not good enough. They didn't have any salary cap. They were old. They were not going to win. He goes to the Lakers, where there's a bunch of young talent, and now next summer they have a chance to sign a marquee max level player like Klay Thompson, Kawhi Leonard, someone like that that's going to get them over the top.
I think they'll all tell you, oh, yeah, we're in it to win it. Like, that's what we're in it for. We play sports because we want to win. In real life, behind the scenes, they don't care.
What we're not seeing, though, is the behind-the-scenes thing, exactly what Eddie just said. So, he says he wants to play for the Clippers. He doesn't – it's not just the Clippers. It's always business managers telling him this. He's got family that lives in L.A. That'd be fun. Oh, remember our old family member has that old house you could fix up in L.A. There's so many things. There's so much more that's involved.
Jimmy.
There's sports. There's money. There's family. There's – I got to get away from these guys I've been hanging out with, man, up in here in Minnesota. I got some bad influences. There's so much more than just the actual game. You're like, and then also in their head they're like, man, this team's stacked up. The Warriors, man, they're pretty tough to beat. All right, where should I float around? Where should I get some money? All right, I don't want to sound too greedy. Oh, I don't want to be the only person on my team that's any good. I can go to the Clippers. They got
no
one
he's
good
the
guy.
Only t- oh, he's the, you're wrong. He will be the only good player
so
on the Clippers.
That's his thought process. That is why he's like, okay, I'll be the man there. I'll get some TV stuff, and it's LA. That's cool.
Yeah,
that's cool.
Exactly.
Oh yeah, and I remember that one homeboy from high school. He lives out there. Maybe I could chill with him.
And if we win, we win.
So there's all these things factored in, not just Clippers. That's all we see on the bottom line. We don't see all these other personal decisions and family and life and women and the lifestyle and clubs. We don't see that, but it's all in their head.
Yeah.
And right. Dude, they have people talking to them. Yeah. They have so many people to talk to. When you wake up in the morning, the only person that tells you what to do is you.
Yeah.
All these athletes have 10 to 15 people telling them mm-hmm. of things to do. Dude,
that's
I have
right.
nobody tell me anything to do.
That's right.
Every, what are you, my hype man?
Yeah.
Every day of my life, like, I pretty much do what I want to do. I don't have an advisor. These guys have crazy advisors.
That's right.
Mic drop.
Nailed it.
And me and Eddie are on separate bikes, so yeah. Eddie's in the back.
Hey, I'm over here. Hey, well said, Raymundo. That was great, dude. That's exactly what I was thinking.
Is that they want to hang out with their friends?
They got other reasons other than winning. Winning is not number one on their priority list. That's probably number five.
And the sucky thing about the NBA is, man, teams are stacking up. So all these other teams are just floating around. Oh, there's a player over here. Oh, I can hang. He's a good player. I like how he passes. It's because of the dominant teams, dude, right now. The NBA is in a weird place. If you're not the Warriors, you are last right now. I've never seen in our lifetime, besides the Bulls, in our lifetime, has there been a more dominant team? Maybe Patriots, you could float that one out there. But right now, the Golden State Warriors, good God, they are dominant.
They are dominant.
Unbelievably dominant. And they got the Boogie.
Dude, you, hey,
Boogie
ain't playing until at least January.
All right, six man off the bench.
But you never know how a big man is coming back from an Achilles injury. That is a tough. Kobe, did you see Kobe? He looked terrible when he came back from the Achilles injury. So someone
talking about Boogie, the dude on Thursday Night Football, or Friday Night, Monday Night Football.
Oh my gosh,
my bad. Who's that? Who's that guy?
Booger
that,
McFarlane.
My bad. Who's Boogie? Oh, I know Boogie.
You know Boogie, okay. Dude. Stop playing dumb.
Yes. All right.
DeAndre Jordan.
Here, let's just move on from the NBA. Because tonight.
Who's Boogie?
I mean, LeBron left Cleveland, right? He went to LA. Mm-hmm. But tonight, the party is in Cleveland.
Oh,
listen.
The beard.
Yeah! Tonight is the night. Tonight is the night. I just want to say, Cleveland, congratulations on your first win.
Whoa.
First win in how many? 600 days.
Hey.
You didn't win a game last year. Tonight is the night. They are going to party won the Super Bowl tonight.
I saw the stat on SportsCenter. It's been over 600 days since they've won a game. That is nuts. The Patriots won. Did they win last week?
No.
Yes. They lost in Jacksonville.
Crap. All right, the Patriots won 14 days ago. The Cleveland Browns haven't won in over 600 days.
They are going to burn the city down. Like how when the Cleveland Cavaliers won the NBA championship a couple years ago and they're burning couches and there's, you know, partying in the streets. That is what Cleveland is going to be tonight. Work is going to be canceled tomorrow.
I think you're putting the carrot in front of the horse.
No,
dude.
I'm not.
Listen, I had a dream last night.
Oh, great.
Because we've been talking about betting this. And sometimes,
I am betting this.
I know. And sometimes I have these dreams. I had a dream last night that Cleveland did not win. I don't know. Why did I have that dream? I'm telling you, something was talking to me, telling me not to bet Cleveland.
Okay, then don't bet Cleveland.
Hey, and who's the quarterback? Is it Baker's not starting?
No, Tyrod Taylor.
All right.
Dude, have you seen him? He's played great.
All right.
Against the Saints. He dropped that 50-yard touchdown right in the basket. Touchdown, Cleveland! And then the kicker screws the extra point. But tonight is the night. 3-point favorites. Bet the house. We are celebrating in Cleveland.
Whoa.
We are betting tonight.
See, the last time Raymundo did this, like, some dude spent $400 and lost it.
That's great. I'm telling you, tonight is the night. If there is, it's going to be the crowd is going to be out of control tonight in the dog pound.
You don't believe in like jinxing yourself? Like,
no.
You're just saying, bet the house, it's going to happen. You already congratulated the entire city of Cleveland.
I absolutely did. I am so excited for them tonight. They should be 2-0, going on 3-0 tonight, but they get their first win and they are back. The Browns.
Gamblers out there, listen to me. I had a dream. I don't know what it meant, but I'm telling you, the Jets won in my dream. So be careful.
So who are you betting?
I don't know if I'm going to bet. I might stay away from it.
Okay, stay away from it. That's fine. I'll celebrate my win with Cleveland.
Did you say what the beer fridge opening means?
Yeah, the beer fridge is there's locked up beer fridges all over Cleveland from Bud Light. And once Cleveland wins their first game, they automatically open and all the beer in those fridges are free. And they are at different locations around Cleveland. And it is going to be awesome tonight. This is it.
And if you're in a different city besides Cleveland, you're celebrating their win. The beer's not free in those cities.
Correct.
If you end up going and getting a case at a gas station and going away with it, that's considered robbery.
It's called a beer run.
But
yeah.
In Cleveland, it's free!
Free! Hey, you guys ever done a beer run?
I have not. physically done it, but I worked at a gas station and my buddy did one. A semi beer run. I charge him for a pack of gum. He just walks out with the beer.
Okay, that's kind of semi. That's semi.
Hey, enjoy your pack of gum. You got that case of beer? All right.
And what a beer run is you go in and you just grab the beer and you run out. It's called a beer run.
Mine's pretty bad.
Oh, you've done it.
Well, okay, coach, not really a beer.
Do you want to tell this?
I don't know. It's pretty bad, but it's in high school.
Like, did you shoot someone?
No. No one.
You hear how he goes?
Hey.
Mine's pretty bad.
Hey, guys, man. This is pretty bad. So it involved a gun. Okay, stop the story.
Right. No.
And that's the sore losers.
No one died or anything. Thank God.
Over a beer run.
But man, there's a dude that in our school, and it started with a class.
Speed up the story.
With the class before us. I was a junior when they started this tradition, and I think it may still be going on. But the seniors in front of us, there is a dude that lived next to a beer truck delivery guy, and every night he'd park his beer truck outside the house, loaded. And he comes back, tells his buddy, "We should pop that lock. It's one lock that you pop, and all the doors open." Dude, they did it a week before spring break, made out with 42 cases of beer for spring break, baby.
Yeah!
So come next year.
Okay.
Uh-oh, it's our turn.
I was like, so did you do it?
It's our turn. They did it. The next year, our turn. 67 cases of beer, baby!
Whoa! Yeah!
There's no way, though, after the third year, right? The guy finally got the idea and didn't park the truck there anymore. I never checked back.
My thing is, does he care? Does he get in trouble for that?
I mean, 2 years in a row, I would think so.
In my personal experience, I wasn't a beer vendor guy, but I did work at the gas station. Whenever people stole gas or stole beer, it was never our fault. They'd just be like, oh, that sucks that it happened. You're good. Like, so I wouldn't be penalized.
Right.
Might be the same situation for homeboy.
We had a beer truck. There was a C-Mart right next to my middle school. It's close to the high school. And it would park right by the gas pumps. And it parked long ways because it was a very small parking lot. So if he's getting beer out of the other side and he goes inside, the back far side is still open. All the time, people would just pull up, throw about 5 cases in their car, drive off. And he would never know because you'd never see a car pull up pull away because it's blocked from inside the store. So once he goes in the store, just you can't see. Another time, we did it a little Exxon right there on Far West Boulevard.
No details.
Oh, sorry. In Austin, Texas.
Come on.
And it is me, my buddy Aaron, and my buddy Shannon. And we go, and Shannon's driving. Run in, grab the beer, jump in the car, and we take a left down the road. And the guy, I guess, had called the cops because we're flying this way. Two cop cars with their lights on go this way. Whip a Yui behind us. We pull into an apartment complex. Park and jet spread out. Gone.
Where's the beer?
In the car. In the car. We had to leave it in the car. We didn't even get to take it.
So were they going after you guys?
Oh, yeah, because they pulled in the park. And we ran away, and you had to go back and get the car the next day. You couldn't. It was too hot that night.
You know how you guys' stories are so dramatic with running? You know nowadays the beer running really doesn't exist. They literally just walk in, grab the case, and walk out. Well, they're a lot more sly and cool and just, if you're going to come stop me, come stop me. Because none of the workers care to stop you.
Some people do.
You guys' stories are so dramatic back in the day. Yes, maybe that happened, but I'm telling you, guys don't run now. They just walk out with the beer.
I also used to do what Raymundo did is I worked at a grocery store and friends, my brother was in college at the time, they would come through my line. And they would have beer and whatever, and I would just charge them for the steaks, and then just move the beer over. Like, oh yeah, let me see your ID. Cool. And then they walk out. A terrible thing to do because I mean we could have gotten so much trouble because I worked at another store. No, I worked at Sam's in college.
Oh boy. Oh, and God. Number 47 store number 421.
Actually, 6416.
Oh my goodness.
Is this Lunchbox Residence?
Oh. We need to talk to you, son.
These three guys. One guy worked in carts. One guy was a cashier. Another guy worked somewhere, but he was at the door checking receipts. And so they came up with the idea. The cart guy got off work. He went through that guy's line and got cologne, beer, shirts, all sorts of stuff. And the guy just charged him for a couple things. And then he goes to the door, and his other buddy, oh, yeah, let me see your receipt, and checks it off. And he leaves all three of them. Cuffed and stuffed.
Whoa.
Boom. The manager came and said, let me see that receipt. Boom. Off the register. Called the cops. And all three went to jail.
What a twist.
Yeah. So one guy got offered, the judge said, you can either face these charges or you can sign up for the military. Boom, join the Marines.
He joined the Marines.
Join the Marines.
Wow. Well, that's cool that he served.
So, yeah, these are cool stories and all that, kids, but...
We need to get back to the Sore Losers podcast.
Hold on, I got one more.
If you get caught, you're going to jail.
Yeah, don't do that. We're not encouraging beer runs.
It's dumb. You're literally stealing a $12 thing that isn't even that great of a time.
Right.
Your buddies are going to drink most of it. Most people are going to dump the beer on the ground. Nobody even enjoys the beer that you guys stole. Right. It's not worth the stealing of the beer.
My buddy Josh, I told him how to steal from one of the grocery stores I worked at. I was like, dude, there's a side door. It just leads to a patio. If you just walk out there and just walk out, no one will ever stop you. So he went and he stole three cases and he comes back. And I'm like, dude, why did you steal Milwaukee's best?
The cheapest beer ever.
Why did you steal the Beast?
Dude, get some imports.
And Josh, and no joke, Josh's quote, it was cheap.
You didn't pay for exactly, it, you idiot.
Exactly, Josh. Like, and he goes,
what an idiot.
Dang, I didn't even think about that, dude.
Sorry, dude.
He really said,
thinking.
I looked at the cheapest one, and that's the one I took.
So stupid.
I mean, so funny. He comes with the Beast.
Yeah,
and
guys, seriously, listen to these stories. They're all funny and stuff, but don't do this stuff. It's not good. But one time in college, my buddy Dave, he worked at this convenience store, and we were having a kegger, a huge party, five kegs. We needed ice. My buddy Dave goes, dude, go to the convenience store, and I'll pay for one bag, and while I'm paying, just load the back of the truck with as much ice as you can get. We emptied out the ice cooler, which was probably like, I don't know, 50, 60 bags. We had so much ice. We used five bags for the kegs. We had so much ice, we made it into a snow party. We did the whole backyard full of ice, smashed it. And everybody's like, we're doing a winter snow party, baby!
Okay, you know when a segment has gone too long is when we're talking about beer runs and he starts talking about stealing ice. That's when we knew we jumped the ship. It's okay. I understand. It's cool. And we should have probably just wrapped it up right there, but... Hey, man, one time I stole a Butterfinger. I was there at the store with my mom, and I put a Butterfinger in my pocket. I mean, the ice thing just wasn't as cool.
Yeah, the ice, it costs $1 for a bag of ice, and he stole 12 of them, guys.
And you can buy it at any age. It's not cool to steal ice.
Hey, guys, I got some ice in my freezer, too. I got made it for free. You can make it with water. You just have to freeze it.
My bad.
It's cool. So,
my bad.
NFL this weekend. We're not going to be here tomorrow because we got to get on flights to Vegas tomorrow after the show, so we don't have time to do a Sore Losers podcast. Games that I'm looking forward to. Carson Wentz back behind under center. Hut, hut, hut on that ACL. This is it, boys. Pittsburgh going to Tampa. Can Fitzmagic keep up the magic?
Fitz ain't going to continue doing that. Fitzpatrick, guys. He's been amazing. This is the craziest stock in the history of the world. This is Facebook. This is IBM. This is Apple. This is right now at its apex. Guys, it's about to Enron. This stock is about to tank.
Ooh.
Enron went bankrupt.
Wow. Okay.
Fitzpatrick, guys, it's the stock that was amazing back in the day, and then it just crashed.
Is this the weekend it goes down?
It either goes down this week or next week. This is crazy stock that you just got to get out of this stock market.
Or the week after that. But DeSean Jackson did come out and say, when Jameis Winston comes back, you can't take Fitzpatrick out because he's so hot.
Yeah,
if he cools down, then yes, maybe.
And DeSean makes all the decisions.
But I'm just saying, that tells you that he likes getting that ball from Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Coach, did you come up with Fitzmagic?
No, it's been all over the news.
Oh, my gosh. Why are you stealing material again? I've already talked to you about this.
You know where he got Fitzmagic from? SportsCenter, guys.
Oh, I mean, no, not
so
from,
we're just watching SportsCenter and copying the little sayings they have for the players.
I don't even watch SportsCenter anymore.
Coach, come up with something original. We need to be known for original things that
we do. You don't understand. Fitzmagic is what everybody is calling it.
Yeah, okay, so if everybody's jumping off a bridge, are you going to jump off a bridge too?
Okay, that's the dad in him.
Here we go. This dude,
that was the worst analogy ever.
But here's what's the funniest part. Minka Fitzpatrick is a defensive back. He is trying to trademark Fitzmagic.
Who is? Fitzpatrick is?
Minka Fitzpatrick is He is a defensive back.
I thought Minka was a girl. My bad.
Oh my God. I just talked about it 10 seconds ago. And so... He's not even the Fitzmagic.
That's funny.
Everybody's calling Fitzpatrick that. So Minka Fitzpatrick is trying to trademark it for himself.
What do you mean trying? Can't you just pay and do that?
Well, that's why I don't know how it's
going to... I mean, if Fitzpatrick hasn't... what's his name? Quarterback?
Ryan Fitzpatrick. Ryan,
if he hasn't done that, he's going to lose it. And he can't be called Fitzmagic anymore.
Isn't that so funny?
That's funny, dude.
All right. Are we ready for my lock?
Ready for your lock. Yeah. What's your lock of the week?
All right, guys. So sometimes I give you the NFL lock. Sometimes I give you a Saturday college lock. Today's lock, it's a whole weekend lock. It's the Friday night game. You're going to have to stay up a little bit late for it. USC, Washington State. The over-under is 52.5. It is going to go over, over, over. Lock it up. USC, Washington State, late night, Friday night, over 52.5. Get the money out of the bank. Call your wife. Tell her you're going to pay some of the bills late. $300 minimum. Put it on the over. Minimum. And when Monday comes around, your buddies are talking about how they won $10. Oh, I lost $10. You're going to say, oh, yeah, I won $300. Lock it up.
Shout out to all my Cowboy fans out there. We go to Seattle this weekend. Get ready, baby. We're going to be 2-1. So I just wanted to mention that real quick before we sign off. But, man, Cowboy fans are stoked right now. We're excited, baby. We're turning this ship around.
No, you guys are terrible. Your defense is really good, but your offense is terrible.
Okay. Going to Seattle, baby. We're going to dominate Russell Wilson and the Seahawks. Boom! Cowboy Nation!
So you betting on the Cowboys this weekend?
Nah. No chance.
Yeah, that's how confident
he
is.
That's how confident he is. Oh, boy, we're turning around. You betting on him? No.
Hey, he ain't putting his name on that.
Yeah. He ain't locking that up. He's just homering that.
Why does everything have to be a gamble? Like, why can't I just cheer my team on and root and get my people all excited? Let's go, baby. We're going to Seattle, baby.
All I did was ask you if you're betting. I wasn't mad about it. I was just saying, the one game I don't understand on the college docket, TCU at Texas. TCU is only a 3-point favorite. TCU looked like they were amazing last week against Ohio State.
You've got to go TCU. Texas just looked so great against USC. They had some things go their way. There's a safety in the end zone, stuff like that, flip-flops, and it ends up being a lot closer of a game than it was. That's why Texas is getting
But
that
Vegas
right now.
Scares me because they know something. They'll only make it a 3-point line. I think Texas is garbage.
Texas is garbage. You go TCU all night long in that game.
Then I see the -3, and I'm like, Vegas is trying to trick me right now. And Alabama -27 at home against A&M. Oh, we got a great weekend. Sorry we can't do this tomorrow. This was all over the place. Ray's lock of the week. Ray's lock of the week. Bet it. Let us know.
Yeah, it's gonna get to you before the weekend. So you'll have your money late Friday night. USC, Washington State over. The Washington State quarterback loves to throw the ball. You're going to see over 1,000 yards in this game. Maybe a little less than that, but pretty close.
You know who I like? I like Stanford on the road at Oregon. Stanford -2.
Oh, we got a lot of West
Stanford
Coast.
Stanford.
You can't tell we're going
two.
To Vegas at all. We got a bunch of West Coast locks coming in.
I love Stanford. I love Bryce Love. And I mean, I think they're going to beat Oregon bad.
And I will be tweeting out on the Sore Losers Twitter. What is it? Sore Losers Show?
Yeah, on Twitter.
I will be tweeting out my betting ticket. I am personally betting my locks, and this is going to be beautiful to be in Vegas to bet my lock with the ticket. Usually I bet it online on a sports book, but to bet it with the ticket, it's an amazing feeling. I'll be doing that Friday night. Join me. Join me, my people, in prayer. Join me with this bet.
Hit us on Sore Losers Show.
Can I do a college pick?
Can do a college pick.
Thank you, my congregation.
You can do an NFL pick. You can do whatever.
Be blessed and have a blessed day.
I got a college pick. It's not going to be very popular, but this will be the upset of the week.
At least make sure they're playing. He does the wrong team.
Syracuse going to Clemson. Syracuse will kill Clemson this weekend.
Really?
What?
Mark it down.
Just because Syracuse played good against FSU and FSU isn't good.
Mark it down.
Okay.
Guys, he
let
doesn't
me tell
know.
You. Let me. What's what? The, why do you think they're going to win? Tell us. Break us down the game. I want to know why.
I've just seen both teams play, and I feel like this is the Orange Men have a really good team. I love their offense. Their offense is great. The defense needs a little bit of work, but I understand. I think it's going to be a rocky fight. Punch. Not much of a defense game. Bunch of offense back and forth. At the end, Syracuse will take the lead and win the game.
Yeah, and what's crazy though is Clemson plays Georgia Tech this weekend. So I don't know what game you're going to be betting.
Guys, I called it. I knew he wasn't even going to pick a game that was actually happening this weekend. Clemson plays Georgia Tech. Lunchbox is right afternoon on Saturday.
Georgia Tech and Syracuse is – or Clemson's like a 16-point favorite, 16 or 17-point favorite.
17, line's moving.
Yeah, that's what I meant. That's
guys,
what I meant.
When you listen to this, remember what I said before Eddie made his pick, just joking around that he's going to say the two wrong teams. Eddie just gave you a pick a week ahead of time.
And no, do you yeah, like no, the way that... I let him break it down? Because I didn't want to jump on him because then he calls me rude and gets mad at me.
Well, you are rude. But
do
thing
you understand
is,
what
but
I'm saying?
But the thing is, guys, this game's going to happen. When you said we're not coming in tomorrow, my bad. My brain just went into we're taking a whole week off. My bad. I'm sorry. I messed up on that. So we're not taking a whole week off. Correction. We'll be back next week. So that'll be my disappointment of next week.
And that tells you how much prep goes into his coming into the Sore Losers. He picks games that are happening in a week. But hey, but go ahead and bet it this weekend so you can get ahead of everybody else.
You can do that too while the line is where it's at. Where is the line? Do they have lines 2 weeks out?
Yeah, they have the look ahead line probably early in the season, but I don't know if you can bet it.
Usually just the betting sites will show you 1 week. Yeah. So Eddie's bet, you don't even have a line out yet. But guys, listen, we will be in Vegas. If you see any of us this weekend, shake our hands. Me personally, I would like to be thanked for some of my college locks. Sure, I've been wrong, but I have given you some college locks. If you see me, thank me. Tell me you appreciate the locks, guys. I put a lot of work into them. I crunch numbers. This whole weekend, man, enjoy it. We're going to be in Vegas, the Sunshine State, the Sin City, the place where no secrets get left behind, the place where everything you do in Vegas stays in Vegas. Did I make up one of those sentences?
No, I think you did. That's perfect.
No, the Sunshine State is Florida.
Sure it's not California?
You
No, idiot. You're right. You're right. It is Florida.
Idiot.
All right, well... That's right. It. Look for our locks online. I'm gonna have to look over the NFL. I don't have a lock yet. I got so hung
you
up on Stanford.
You don't have a lock for the NFL. It's Minnesota over Buffalo.
That's a 17-point line.
Lock it up.
17 points?
Yeah.
Okay. There it is. Eddie, you got to do your thing.
Oh, and this is the ending buzzer.
We're heading to Vegas, guys. Peace out.